So call on behalf of a prisoner. You don't even have to say a name. I'm calling on behalf of someone listening to Prison Pipeline right now in Columbia River Correctional Institution or Oregon State Penitentiary or another prison somewhere along the I-5 corridor.
Coffee Creek.
And I know the ladies are listening. They do listen. So shout out to the ladies at Coffee Creek.
Let's not forget Eastern Oregon. That's where a lot of the folks are.
Yeah. Well, they don't get cable way out there, though, yeah, unfortunately. So 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. Make those phones ring.
You know, there's over, I think there's like 14 or 15,000 people in the Oregon State Penitentiary System. And, you know, each one of those people has a story. And then there's at least twice as many who have come out of the system who are currently on probation or at, you know, on some level of interaction with the criminal justice system. And as much as we try, we can't tell all of those stories, but we can tell some of those stories. And we're here every week because we care about those people. We care about people who are currently incarcerated. We care about people who are living out on the streets, who have lost their place. We care about all of those issues. And the reason that we are doing this program every week is because we want you to be informed. But the only way that we can do that is with your donations. So if you can give, you know, if you can give $25 a month, that's a big help. Maybe you can only afford to give maybe $10 a month, you know, the price of a couple of cups of coffee. That's $120 a year, broken up into, you know, $10 a month. We'll get you set up with auto pay. And, you know, we've got some folks in Pledge Central who are ready to take your call right now. So give us a call because this is your radio station. KBOO belongs to the people. But the only way that we can actually run the station is with your donation. So give us a call right now at 877-500-5266. And now we're going to go to Doug.
Hey there. So, yeah, this is a brilliant place. KBOO is a wonderful operation in Prison Pipeline. It's a real honor and privilege to be a part of the collective and to be able to contribute programming. A couple of days ago, I had the opportunity to do a short interview with Senator Floyd Prezansky. He's the chair of the Oregon State Senate's Judiciary Committee. He's a Democrat, represents Southern Lane County, Northern Douglas County, a prosecutor, an attorney, and well, he's chair of the Judiciary Committee. He's not necessarily the boss of what goes on through the legislature and what comes out in terms of criminal justice, but he is a very strong, influential voice. And I was grateful for the chance to get a few minutes of his time. So we're going to hear part of that interview right now. What kind of things do you have planned for the next legislative session related to criminal justice?
Well, there's multiple irons in the fire, I guess I would say. We have a number of work groups that have been working through the interim on multiple issues. The areas that I guess I'm going to be focusing on right now that I think we'll see some movement is justice reinvestment, which has been, we've been one of the key leaders. In fact, I'm actually returning from a NCFL, which is the National Conference of State Legislators, conference that was held in Portland over the last 2.5 days. On justice reinvestment, and then looking at various populations within the corrections system and ensuring that we have equity in the system and ensuring that we're getting, I guess what I would call the true benefit efficiencies of the resources that we put forward and how we actually help individuals that are coming out of the system to be better neighbors, people that are actually going to be productive in being able to take care of themselves, their families, provide for them, and not be recidivizing and causing more victimization and ensuring that they are actually, someone that we would be happy to have next door because they are doing what we want them to do, and that is to be a productive member of society. So that is one area. The other area I think that you're going to see some movement on is in the juvenile arena. this is an area that we are trying to ensure, and this is kind of like trying to deal with individuals, offenders on the front end. Clearly, if we can actually have success for young people that are brought into the juvenile justice system and getting them the tools they need to be able to be a individual that can come out, finish their schooling if they haven't finished it while they're in state custody, to be able to complete that and actually have the skill set to actually be a viable worker or entrepreneur or whatever they may want to do, but to be productive. You know, what we do know is that if you are able to address these type of concerns, and really even before they come in the juvenile system, we are that much further ahead. We have that fewer resources that are necessary coming out of the criminal justice arena as well as in the human service arena. And one of the things I share with many people in my discussion is that I do know that for every dollar that we can put into education, we will in fact save the state somewhere between $7 and $11 as it pertains to the criminal justice system and another $7+ in the human service system. And that's a great investment, but you know, that is one of the areas that I would like to see by making more efficiencies in both the adult and the juvenile system and ensuring that we give them the tools that we can start taking dollars that we are now using for those purposes and actually pushing it into the front end for education, where we can actually keep young people and then those who are older from recidivating or even going into the system at all.
What do you think are some of the biggest challenges that Oregon faces when it comes to improving and reforming our criminal justice system here?
I think one of the biggest issues is that we have to have much more discussion between legislators and constituents and open forums and communities as to what we are currently dealing with, how we are dealing with it, what the efficiencies are or lack thereof, and how we can, in fact, get better outcomes. I mean, clearly, individuals do not want to be a victim of crime. Clearly, they would rather see someone that has been in the system coming out and being productive. And we know we have the opportunity, 10 of us went over on a program to Norway to look at their correction system a year ago. And there, they have made a measurable change countrywide over the last 25 plus years that basically have shown that they are cutting their recidivism rate on a national level to 20%, where here in Oregon, our recidivism rate is 40%. Now, I will say 40% is not the best we can do, but it's a heck of a lot better than a lot of other states have done. And the reason for that is because we have taken the initial step starting in 1995, where we started passing certain legislation that is now paying benefit to our system. We have continued to work on that with other updates at our legislative means of dealing with these type of issues, with bill passaging in 2013 and then 2017. So we, as I told the group today that I was presenting to, so this isn't passing one bill and it's done. It's a method and a process that has to work through education. That's what happened in Norway. They were able to actually make certain their citizens were informed, involved in the changes that they're making, and they are basically taking on a new culture and mindset that we basically are trying to, I think, work through and work out of. You know, the question we have is, are we a system and a culture or a society who believes in retribution, an eye for an eye, or are we one that is looking for restorative justice and a holistic approach of helping individuals who may not have got the skill sets when they are younger to be able to benefit from the time they're incarcerated instead of being released at the door with the $50 and a bus ticket and say, you know, good luck. You know, we, as I think as a state, I think we as the legislature have a duty to go forward improving and improving our system so we do, in fact, have individuals that are going to be productive and good neighbors.
Any closing thoughts for our listeners?
Well, on this particular subject, I mean, I come from this with a lot of, let's say, experience. I have been a prosecutor in the state for the last 30 years. I am limited to working at the municipal court level now because so dealing with misdemeanors as compared to when I was in the district attorney's office here in Lane County when I got first elected into the legislature. And I will tell individuals that from that perspective and from my perspective as a family member who had a sister who was murdered when I was in high school, you know, most victims want to be heard. They want to hold people accountable, and I do too. But they also want these individuals to actually become productive citizens within the society, and that they realize that if we build the prisons, we will fill them, and at what cost are we as a society going to just continue to pay for people to be incarcerated instead of turning their lives around to the point where they take care of themselves while they're out, their families, as well as being a neighbor that you would be happy and comfortable with, because they have basically moved forward in life in a very positive direction.
That was part of my interview with Senator Floyd Prezanski, the chairman of the Oregon State Senate's Judiciary Committee. It's actually a much longer interview, and in a future future installment of Prison Pipeline, we'll hear the rest of it. And, you know, that's the thing about Prison Pipeline, inside and outside. We cover all of it. We listen to all of the voices, and we amplify the voices of those who are dispossessed and disenfranchised. People from inside of prison, people from the legislature, people from law enforcement, people from community services organizations. We try to look at all of this and present these perspectives to better inform our public, to better inform our community, so that we can have real lasting reforms within our criminal justice system. And I'm just proud, I am proud, I'm pleased as punch, as Humphrey used to say, to be part of this collective. It is it's a flagship show for the KBOO, and it is an absolute honor to be able to sit here with these folks. And you know, Prezanski was talking about education. Investment in education is one of the best ways of reducing crime and one of the best ways of controlling and, you know, actually dealing with criminal justice issues before they happen. It's those connections that may not seem obvious at first glance, but when you think about it, oh yeah, that makes absolute sense. That's what you get from KBOO, is that kind of perspective. We bring it in from all angles and come up with some lasting solutions. Moving forward, we can work collaboratively as a community and make all this stuff happen. I should probably, speaking of collaboration, hand off to my associate Karen James, who's got some more stuff to talk about.
Yeah, well, I want to talk more about the senator, because that is one of the things he talked about, a legislation. And in 2013, Oregon legislature passed the omnibus, the big justice reinvestment bill, and this flatlined prison growth for us here in Oregon for at least 5 years. And the funds saved were distributed to the counties to provide for services and keep people out of prison. And it's working. It's working. But this is what Prison Pipeline does. It brings you this type of information. How would you know? How would you know to contact your senator or representative at the state level to tell them to vote on these important issues? And this is what we try to bring to you just by hearing Doug's short interview with the senator from Oregon about criminal justice. And this is why we are on the air. We're all volunteers here at KBOO, and we are passionate about this topic and these issues. It's so very important. And where do you turn on the radio and hear about what's happening in the Oregon prison system or the jail system? So please give us a call, 877-500-5266, or go online, kboo.fm. Stop in. Come on down to KBOO. We're all here. There's four Prison Pipeline hosts here in the room. We'd love to meet you. We have our engineer, Michael, who is wonderful, always keeping us on time on every show of Prison Pipeline. We have volunteers sitting on the phones, not sitting on the phones, but they're there waiting for your call. Please make those phone calls ring. And Emma, you have some great news for our listeners.
I do. I've got some really great news. We have a $250 matching grant this hour. $250, someone who has donated to KBOO or will donate every dollar that you donate to KBOO during Prison Pipeline.
Woo-hoo!
Will be matched up to $250. Yes. So if you haven't called yet, you know, we're getting closer to the end of the show than the beginning of the show. So now is a great time to give us a call and take advantage of that matching donation. Somebody out there listens to KBOO, listens to Prison Pipeline, and they think it's so important that they're willing to match every one of the dollars that you give up to $250. So if you give, how much would that be per month? That's like 20 bucks and change a month. Mm. 20, maybe, I'm not sure exactly how much. $20.50, something like that. Mm-hmm. But if you give that every month, we will get that matched, and that will be doubled. So it will become $500, which is great because that like helps get us closer and closer to our goal. Where our goal for this hour is somewhere in that neighborhood, and our goal for the entire pledge drive is about 100,000. It's a little more than 100,000, and we're already halfway there, so that's really great. But we've still got halfway to go. And that's why we're here talking to you about KBOO, because KBOO is your community radio station. There's nothing like KBOO in Portland. And honestly, I've been to a lot of places in this country. There's not a lot of places like KBOO anywhere in the country. And so you are so lucky that you have this radio station to listen to. But the only way that we can keep the lights on and keep, you know, keep things running is with your donations. So if you can give us a call at 877-500-5266 or go online at kboo.fm and click on donate, we would love to get your donation in this hour. Again, we do have a $250 matching grant. So if you wanted to give like $25 a month, you would get that great KBOO hoodie, and your donation would be matched up to $250. So if you wanted to give $25 a month right now, your donation would be matched, and we would be at $550, which would be great. Wow. For this hour. So go ahead and give us a call. KBOO is a community radio station that really prioritizes the voices of people that you wouldn't hear otherwise. You know, there's not a lot of programs in Portland that are dedicated to people who are in prison. As a matter of fact, this is the only program that I know that runs consistently in Portland, maybe in the whole state, like where every week we're here talking to you, what's going on in prison, what's happening with people who are determining policies for people who are incarcerated, what's happening to folks after they get out of prison, like we just heard talking to Amy's brother a little while ago, what happens to people who are a little bit different when they're in prison, what happens to people of color, what happens to women, what happens to Native American folks, what kind of programs are there in prison? You know, at KBOO, we care about voices of the underprivileged. We care about beloved community. And KBOO is a station that really, we put our heart out there. We put our heart on our sleeve because that's the kind of people that we are. And we know that if we all pitch in a little bit and if we all give just a little bit, then, you know, that's what we need to make KBOO happen.
Yeah. And Wart, a renewing member, did pitch in. And so thank you, Wart, for renewing your membership. And I just want to say you might not be hearing all the telephones ringing because we're actually sitting away from the telephone. So don't make that make you feel shy. You can still call and get in on that $250 matching grant. That's good for another 12 minutes. And the number to call is 877-500-5266. And Karen had something to say.
Yes, I just want to say that it's we're waiting to hear the phones ring. We're hearing something. Something's ringing. And please give us a call. We want to thank this donor who donated the matching $250. That's so inspiring to me. It's somebody's listening, and it makes me feel really good that somebody thinks Prison Pipeline is well worth it. So thank you so much. That just means so much to us. So please, let's hear the phones ring. Let's match that that $250 so we can get that whole amount, as Emma said. Well, meet our goal for this show. Doug, you wanted to...
If you're like me and you are a shy person, you don't necessarily want to make that phone call, you could just use your web browser, point your browser to kboo.fm/give. That's the URL. And you can make your donation from there. Indicate that you're supporting Prison Pipeline. We appreciate your support. It's how we were here for the last 20 years. It's how KBOO's been here for 50 years. KBOO.FM.
Yeah.
And we also got an app. You can do it through the app, too.
And the app. Mm-hmm. Can't forget app.
There's lots of ways to go.
Again, 877-500-5266. Or online, KBOO.FM. Or we would love to see your smiling face. Come on down, bring your wallet, bring your change, empty your pockets here at KBOO.
20 Southeast 8th Avenue.
Yeah, there you go. 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland.
We've got about 10 minutes left.
Yeah, so I would like to end on a upbeat note here. We do talk about some really heavy issues. Prison is a very heavy issue. But, you know, they do have fun in prison, too. And for many years now, I have been attending the Uhuru Sasa Cultural Club talent show or poetry shares down at the Oregon State Penitentiary. And it's just a wonderful time. Anybody could go. If you would like to participate in those programmings, in the programs or the even go down and volunteer and help with the programs that the Uhuru Sasa Cultural Club offer in the penitentiary, you can call 503-378-2289. That's the Oregon State Penitentiary Activities Department. Again, 503-378-2289. So the Uhuru Sasa Cultural Club, it's located right inside the Oregon State Penitentiary in Salem, Oregon. And Uhuru Sasa means freedom now in Swahili. And they are an inclusive organization with members of all races and cultures who put social change and restorative justice principles as their priority. They offer programs such as Youself, so that they may be the change that they want to see in our communities. So they were established in 1968, so they are also celebrating their 50th anniversary along with KBOO. And they work to develop their members culturally, vocationally, and educationally. So what I have tonight to share with you is we have two pieces from one of the talent or poetry shares that I attended a few years ago. The first is, I think, a hilarious piece by James Anderson about the food at the Oregon State Penitentiary.
I would just like to say that I'm appreciative for both the club and KBOO for letting those people out on the streets know that there is creativity behind the walls. I got one that'll hopefully make you guys laugh a little bit, and it's called Absolutely, Horribly, Disgustingly Gross. This is about the dining room. I'm sure you guys can figure it out. Our stomachs growl and yearn for sustenance. Our hollowed eyes tell the tale. Another protein deficient, disappointing trip to the chow hall we call hell. No salt, no pepper, no TLC, no food coordinators who give a damn. No semblance of a healthy dish, just coagulated, outdated, greenish ham. So soft and bland, both raw and canned, always served hatefully by a scorned and tattooed hand. The slimy pink, gelatinous meatloaf, the shepherd puke pie and accompanying flies, the gristled up cream vomit beef and the soggy fish-flavored fries. With tears upon our eyes, our gag reflexes test our will, and the more we seem to try, the regurgitations bubble up and spill. Ah, screw it, cried the miser. At least it'll make a turd. Right, I've dined better from a dumpster, was the comeback comment that I heard. My stomach twists and turns from these nightmarish cafeteria concoctions. So I drown it all in hot sauce, fighting my stomach's discombobulations. How much more can we all take before our stomachs decide to fight? Before they freeze up and refuse to swallow what we give them with each bite. It's impolite to disrespect us with ground up bone meal and rotten gruel, and their arguments fall upon deaf ears, claiming these are delicacies in Istanbul. A crock pot full of bull seems to be on the menu every day. The captain sits and chokes it down, fighting disgusted tears along the way. But his eyes will never lie, and it's easy and plain to see. He'd rather French kiss a rhinoceros than dine here with you and me. Almost 17 years of this prison food, and I think I've reached the end. My stomach gasps, sputters, and wheezes. Time to notify my next of kin. Dear Lord, if you hear me, I'll probably see you after my next meal. I pray that you will feed me something tasty, something real. Some KFC mashed potatoes and gravy, maybe some McNuggets from Mickey D's. A spicy Wendy's chicken sandwich, Lord, I'm down upon my knees. I'd even settle for a suspicious burrito slung from a vendor with unwashed hands. My stomach would beg for more. Order me too, Lord, if you can. This prison food will be the death of me if an intervention isn't thought of quick. My innards have seen their last good day, and I can feel it every time I... My rear is tapping out, Lord. It looks like it's fought with the blender. I need your help, and I need it quick. Thank you, and amen, sir.
So that was James Anderson at the Oregon State Penitentiary. Hilarious. And they, you know, they really welcome people to come down and participate in their events, in their programs that they're offering. Be a mentor, be a volunteer at the prison. Again, the number for the Oregon State Penitentiary Activities Department is 503-378-2289. We have another piece. This is a song composed and sung by Christian Hawkins. I recorded this a few years ago at the Oregon State Penitentiary. This is a song entitled, This Is My Encore.
I'm just an actor on a stage, never knowing how I'll be portrayed. I'm left to play. You wind the gears to make me dance again, make the music play. I never had the chance to grow wings before this world gave up on me. Now I know why the caged bird sings. This cage is my stage when I'm on, I'm free. Don't pull back the curtains and you'll see the biggest part of me. I'm just a man with potential.
Oh,
Again, Christian Hawkins at the Oregon State Penitentiary. Please donate to Prison Pipeline. This is the type of programming that we're bringing to you. We're going in the prisons. We're out in our community. We're talking to people releasing from jail and prison to find out what the needs are, what is happening inside. Please call right now, 877-500-5266. Good night from all of us at Prison Pipeline.
Good night.
Thank you, folks.
And go to kbo.fm/prisonpipeline to hear previous Prison Pipeline programs and this one. Good night.
And remember to donate when you get to that page.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Good night.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by New Cascadia Traditional, located at 1700 Southeast 6th Avenue. New Cascadia Traditional is open daily and provides a wide variety of bread with gluten-free options. Lunch was provided by Sizzle Pie, located at 624 East Burnside Street. Sizzle Pie offers vegan, veggie, meat, and gluten-free pizzas, along with salads, local beer, wine, and spirits. Dinner was provided by Cannon's Barbecue Rib Express, located at 5410 Northeast 33rd Avenue, serving hickory smoked barbecue with house-made sauces. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor It Still Takes a Village, the second annual benefit concert for Tanzania, on Sunday, September 23rd at 5 p.m. at Sabad House in Portland. It Still Takes a Village will feature music by the Palante Latin Jazz Quintet, food by Black Star Grill, dancing, drinks, and more to support the work of the Rafiki Village Project. Its mission is to improve health, increase literacy, and promote economic prosperity in Tanzanian villages. Again, that's It Still Takes